Hit Breakfast
with
Josiah and Ellie.
The Hilltop Hoods, they have announced they're bringing their Great Expanse World Tour to Melbourne. Going to be performing at Rod Laver Arena the 9th and 10th of August. So they're joining me now. Morning, boys. Suffer Pressure, DJ Debris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Guys, it is so good having you here. I am a massive fan. Unfortunately, my co-host Josiah, not so much. He seems to have just popped out. So he's missing this chat. What are your thoughts on him?
I am deeply offended and angry.
He's a hater. Yeah,
do you know what?
I'm filled with rage.
I didn't want to talk to him anyway, to be honest.
No, it's fine.
To be fair, you'd probably have the same thoughts on him if he was here as well. So, you know, it makes sense.
Oh, okay.
Right,
I feel like there's some conflict going on between you two. I don't feel like we're
Ellie,
the problem here.
Blink twice if you need our help.
Thank you. Actually, I really do.
We can't see because it's radio, but someone in the office might
blink loudly.
Do you know what? I'll take you guys over him any day. Did you know what, actually? You guys play a big part in my life. You're actually my alarm in the morning.
Oh, wow.
I grew to hate my alarm profusely.
Yeah, same. I had a Jay-Z track and I can't hear it now without getting like anxiety.
I don't know what it is about your music, but for some reason, for years I had your song Higher as my alarm. So like 3:58, my alarm goes off in the morning, that song played. Now it's Won't Let You Down. I've moved on. You need to come out with a new like kind of soothing one for me to
Ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
Why 3:58 and not 4 o'clock?
Mm. Oh, God, lots of people say this. Because you set the alarm for 3:58, then you set the second one for 4 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And so you have to get up at 4.
No, I just mash the snooze button until someone rings me.
Unhealthy going, I want to get 120 seconds more sleep. Yeah.
Guys, it works. And then I've got my shower song to get me out of the shower as well. It's a real system.
At 4:02?
4:06, thanks. 4:06.
I'm imagining you living in this automated high-tech home.
You know what I heard a question on Twitter the other day? People asked whether you wash your legs in the shower.
Do you know what? We spoke about this on the show as well. Josiah doesn't.
I wash my legs. I've been washing my legs.
I thought there's a whole body you meant to wash.
Yeah.
Apparently, boys only wash their bits and pits.
Nah, that's not true. I wash everything.
I'm washing.
Everything drips down.
There's some must.
Yeah, everything drips down. It's
I don't know what's dripping down.
Sorry.
It's really I love how this interview's
never
gone straight to
for dripping.
Now I feel like now I'm just picturing all three of you in the shower, which is probably a place.
We shower together.
Let's go sexy.
You do spend a lot of time together. What's the deal? Like, do you get sick of each other?
I get sick of showering.
All we want is our own shower. No, like we get along well, I think.
Yeah,
we get along great. Yeah,
yeah.
Considering how much time we spend together.
Yeah, considering you know we've lived in each other's pockets for so long, I think we've got good friendship.
Yeah. Well, now you have done a lot of traveling. You're about to go around the world with this Great Expanse World Tour. How are you guys received overseas? Because obviously, Aussie hip hop's kind of its own little genre of music. Do people get it? Do people love it as much as we do here?
Yeah, I mean, like it was sort of tough when we first went there. We've been going overseas for a decade now, and it's actually popping off for us. So it's great.
It's funny, like in somewhere like Germany, where English is their second language anyway. I don't think the accent is as much of a barrier as it could be in other places.
I sometimes get the impression they don't know what the hell we're saying, but they kind of vibe off the energy and music anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had our promoters over there ask us to speak slower between songs and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But people find the Aussie accent sexy, right? Do you just play up to that?
G'day.
Yeah.
Hello, Sheilas.
Oh, I love it. Is there any place in particular that you're looking forward to going the most? Melbourne, obviously. Close to us.
Oh, Melbourne. Easily Melbourne.
Because it's the nearest to Shepparton I can get.
Thank you. Yeah. That's what I was aiming for. Yeah. Thoughts on coming to Shepparton anytime soon?
We've played there before.
Twice, I think.
I was saying to you off air, I know your mayor.
Yes. Okay.
Mayor Briggs.
When you said that, I was about to say, yeah, we had the mayor on the show on Friday, Kim O'Keefe. No, Briggs.
Who?
Briggs
no
is
one
the
knows
truth.
Who he is, Briggs.
It's a woman. It's okay. No, Briggs, so what's your affiliation with Briggs?
We've known him for years. We've been
a friend.
Just rap bros.
Been out with him for like 10, 15 years or something like that.
Yeah. And does he spruik Shep a lot?
He talks about Shep a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Shep life. Mm-hmm. Shep life. He's about it.
I don't know whether it's spruiking. It's subject matter, though.
Okay. It's such a... It's probably for the best. There's some subject matter that goes on here we don't want to talk about.
Okay.
But we are having a festival later in the year, so feel free, Land of Plenty, feel free to get involved. Briggs is performing there, so you guys can come
too. As well, yeah. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, boys. Well, good luck with the world tour. I'm sure you'll have a ball. Like I said, you can get tickets from Ticketek, Rod Laver Arena, the 9th and 10th of August, the Hilltop Hoods. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Ellie.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.